really only when you get into the nitty-gritty of any scheme now that you see elements of the scheme that are challenging for the homeowners. And I suppose there's elements of the scheme now that's becoming challenging, I suppose for a number of different reasons. The cost that people are getting to rebuild and restore their houses from a demolishing point of view and to put that back together again is coming in considerably more than what the cap is there at $247,000 minus the VAT. And people are finding that challenging to get the amount of money that it would take to rebuild houses, especially houses that are 2,200 square foot and above. Some people could be up to 50, 60, 70,000 to bridge the gap in relation to what they're getting and what it would take to put their house back together. So those elements are challenging, certainly, and they're challenging for the homeowners, but it's something that we as a council and as a MICA group have to look at and try and get ways around that and speak with, and I have spoken with our own minister here, Mr. McConlogue, and Minister Darrell Green, in relation to how we can, you know, look at that scheme. It's also vitally important that we don't give false hope here, because the scheme is here and the scheme's in place, and sometimes those things are very, very difficult to change.
And if banks agree to step up and help with the 10% contribution, this would be a huge help?
Absolutely. I think it's vital that the banks step up to the mark here. I think the banking institutions, they are the ones that have the vested interest in a lot of these homes, because people have had mortgages with them and lots of people still have mortgages with the banks. I mean, at the end of the day, we, as the people here in this country, bailed out the banks when they needed bailed out. And I would be urging all the banks to do everything they can to help the homeowners that need that money.